This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. A group of students at Michigan State University wants the school to be more transparent about where it puts its money. The students want to explore how MSU might align its values with how it invests. Joining me are two of the students, Nat Hooper and Grace McYenzy. They're both research assistants at the Center for Community and Economic Development at MSU. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us, Lester.
Yeah, thank you.
Before we get into details, how much money does MSU have invested now?
At last check, I think we're floating somewhere just under $3 billion in the Common Investment Fund.
So that's a significant amount of money. You put it someplace that makes a statement.
That's our opinion as well. I think that there are those out there who may disagree or may see that as, you know, a drop in the bucket. But to us, $3 billion is a heck of a lot of impact.
So, Grace, how much do you know about where MSU is investing?
We really don't know that much. There's been a lot of student research into trying to figure out where that money is invested, and that really isn't what Nat and I have been focusing on. What we've been focusing more on is kind of the principles that align how that money is invested. And what we actually have learned recently is that we don't really have any principles at MSU regarding the ethical consequences about how that money is invested. So the short answer is we don't know.
Yeah, how do you determine what are common values or common principles when you're talking about something like that? I mean, you're saying MSU's values should align with its investments. What does that mean?
Essentially, you know, what we're proposing that there is room for growth in how MSU handles this issue. But I do want to be clear in saying that the way, as far as we can tell, that MSU handles its investments and the transparency with its investments puts it right in the middle of the pack. It's not unlike the majority of our sister institutions in the Big Ten and other institutions across the nation. But I think that what you are asking gets right to the crux of our event and kind of the value-added component that we think that we could bring is there are questionnaires, there are mechanisms for gauging the values basis of a group of individuals, of parts of an institution. And again, there are metrics to use to evaluate investments against those. And it's not about sitting on some evil secret with the institution. It really is just about the belief that MSU could lead the way and that we have the resources in our community and in our programming to take a critical look at this.
You know, you're talking about a public institution with some tax money involved in this, just under $3 billion, I believe you said. So you would think that we'd already know where they're investing. Why don't we?
Well, there is a Michigan law that essentially does protect MSU from having to disclose where exactly that they are investing their money. But that's exactly the question that we have been asking. What we would be looking for ideally is just more public input, because you're right, it is a public institution. And right now, students, faculty, really the MSU community in general, doesn't really have a say in how that money is invested and where it's going.
That is a general trend that you're right. There is taxpayer money at play here, at least as it pertains to the funding of the university programming, like they spend on, you know, paying their educators and so on. In general, the percentage that MSU gets compared to its overall budget has been decreasing. That's the same for all public institutions of higher education across the country. That law that we had cited, it protects all institutions of higher education in the state of Michigan from having to divulge their investment strategies. And the claim is that it's like tantamount to intellectual property.
Right, because it's their strategy. They don't want to give away the strategy they're doing to actually get a good return, which has been used by other institutions in this state. I want to get back to that principles and values idea, though. Whose values, whose principles are you going to use?
Ideally, it would be the community of alumni, faculty, and students at MSU. And again, we'll emphasize that this is normal. This is across institutions all across the country. But it is here at MSU in the hands of just a couple of people, the board, an advisory committee, and then our CIO here. So the way that I guess ideally we would see some sort of pathway to make it so that it's actually the values of everyone is either some sort of like student faculty ethics committee or maybe even a student seed fund. Like U of M has started their own where they're basically making all the decisions about how that money is invested. But really what we're trying to start is a dialogue. We don't know exactly what those values are. We don't know exactly what students want to be investing that money in, as well as the rest of the MSU community. What we're trying to start is a dialogue that right now there isn't transparency and accountability in terms of how this money is invested.
Have you had any preliminary talks with the administration or the Board of Trustees?
Yeah, we have. You know what? Last week we were able to meet with the CIO, Philip Zecker, and discussed, quite frankly, you know, the state of investments at Michigan State University. And what it really gets down to is I think that Michigan State University, as is the same with many others, embraces more of a reactive strategy to potentially aligning its community values with its investments, meaning that periodically there have been calls for divestment from certain funds or around certain issues. I think that the most salient one or the most like prominent one would be the divestiture from apartheid South Africa, which Michigan State University was the first public institution to completely divest in that way.
Right. We're going to talk to a professor a little later about that. He was involved in that. So you guys are going to hold an event. What is that and what's the goal?
So Lift the Rock Spartans for Accountable Investment will be this Thursday, April 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. in the Erickson Hall Kiva. And essentially, this is a student-led symposium and event aimed at educating the whole MSU community, so students, faculty, alumni, anyone who's invested in this idea and this activism and goal here, to inform them about what is known about MSU's investments, about financialization of higher education in general, and to go beyond just educating, but then to also delve into what is our next step and how can we create this dialogue to actually go forward and organize around this issue. But really, it's a participatory event. We want people to come and we want them to participate and ask questions and also participate in a value survey where we can start to identify what the actual values at MSU are. One thing that has been driving me through this process is thinking about one of MSU's sayings, which is Spartans will. A lot of MSU advertisements talk about Spartans will go out and make this world a better place somehow. And I think what's driving me is before we can just graduate and go on and do better in the world, I think we have to put our money where our mouth is as well.
To say it concisely, I think that neither Grace nor I are sitting here with the specific technical knowledge, and neither one of us feel that we would be the ones to advise on this $3 billion endowment. But what we do know is that other institutions are starting to align themselves. Arizona State University is a good example. They actually have set a goal and they're systematically evaluating all of their investments to better align with ESG, environmental, societal, and governance aligned factors. And so really the intention of our event is to convene as many stakeholders as we can, give a snapshot of our best understanding of how the investments work. I think really the belief is that I'll speak for myself here. I really have appreciated my time at Michigan State University, and I believe in the ability of our community to come together and to highlight what we feel would be Spartan values and that MSU could one day lead the way in, you know, what we're calling sustainable or accountable investing.
What got you interested in this?
I'm a social worker by profession. I'll get my master's in social work in a couple weeks here. And the belief is that this is a public institution and that to the greatest extent possible, we should explore ways to create positive benefit globally with our endowment.
I got involved with this through the MSU Center for Community and Economic Development and the project. I just knew that I've always been an activist by heart, and I knew that this was something that needed to happen, and I wanted to help out.
That is Grace McKenzie and Nat Hooper, who are leading an effort to get Michigan State University to be more transparent about where it invests. Thanks for the time, both of you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Lester.
We received this statement from MSU's Chief Investment Officer, Philip Zecher. Quote, "MSU takes the stewardship of the funds entrusted to its endowment very seriously and employs an investment office staffed by industry professionals. Our primary objective, as required under the Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act, is to meet the spending obligations made to the donors of the funds while maintaining the principal in perpetuity. Doing so requires balancing the intentions of the donors with the diverse interests of the larger MSU community.